Good morning, everybody. Brian Newber here from goldenblack.com. Once again, where else would any of us all be but home? This is going to be, I think, day four of our goldenblack.com daily quarantine simulcasts, as we're calling them, where I give you a couple of thoughts for the day on something Purdue sports or whatever related. Put it up on YouTube on video here, but also upload it to our Golden Black Radio Blog Talk Radio platform for podcast consumption. This is brought to you by our sponsors, Purdue Federal Credit Union, followed by Purdue Bookstores, the East End Grill, First Source Bank, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Do want to remind you, the Sixth Street Dive in Lafayette remains open for carryout orders, as do our longtime friends of the business, Arnie's and Bruno's in Lafayette, in West Lafayette. Keep them in mind, please, as we all kind of get through this. If you're looking for takeout dinner, please keep them in mind. Obviously, anything we can do to support our small businesses, our local businesses, obviously is good for the community. If you're local and are looking for something to eat, please keep those restaurants in mind, the Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, Bruno's, and Arnie's. Today's topic, and this is going to be our quickest, hopefully, and most informal of our four of these things we've done so far. I've written down like four words on a piece of paper here about the topic that I think a lot of us are thinking about, talking about. Some of us maybe don't want to talk about, don't want to think about, but it is obviously a very important and very large elephant in the room right now as we all go through this COVID-19 business together. It's whether or not, you know, there's going to be football in the fall. So I thought I would just throw a couple of thoughts out there about that unpleasant topic that probably a lot of us don't really want to confront. I think this can be separated into two sort of components to the issue. One is the actual playing of a football season, the teams involved, the preparation that goes into it, the physical components thereof, but also the spectator consumption thereof, the sport too, which is could conceivably be profoundly changed from here on out. Obviously, everything we say on any of these things regarding college sports nowadays has to be taken with the undercurrent of the fact that none of us know when life is going to resume back to normal. None of us know what our normal looks like on the other side of this thing, whenever that time comes. So that has to be kept in mind with everything we say. There is that asterisk on every point we can possibly make about college football, about college basketball, about this spring, about this summer, about this fall, all of it. We just don't know when normal life resumes and what normal life even looks like when we get on the other side of this thing we're dealing with right now. But I think obviously, you know, the start of college football season is roughly September 1st, give or take a couple of days. The biggest issue, you know, here is that how much time do you need to get ready to play a football season that kicks off on September 1st? That is the million-dollar question that I think a lot of people maybe don't have an answer to. I think obviously you can't just have college football teams congregating on August 25th and then playing a game on September 1st. Most of these colleges now, I can only speak to Purdue, but I'd imagine Purdue is no outlier in this. Their entire teams will not be on campus this spring, this summer. Purdue, at least, has mandated to its athletes that if you don't absolutely positively have to be on campus, don't be. Stay home. Obviously, a lot of schools are like Purdue in the fact they're doing remote learning. Even the players, the athletes who are going to be on campuses are going to be restricted in some way, shape, or form. Purdue's facilities, I know, are closed through early April. I can't imagine there being any time soon here in the next couple of weeks where all of a sudden we're just to a point where we can say, hey, if you guys want to work out 30 people at a time, have at it. It just doesn't seem like that's where we are right now, and that doesn't seem like where we'll be anytime soon. So what you can't do is you can't throw these guys into a season cold, so to speak. I know there's some movement here to potentially give some thought, have some discussions about almost a second spring ball starting in July if normalcy has resumed in some way, shape, or form. there. The biggest issue here is the other side of the health coin. Obviously, we're all talking about our health virally right now, but you don't want these guys to go out there out of shape, play a football season, and a bunch of guys get hurt. And that's the single biggest issue you're dealing with right now in terms of this topic we're talking about right now. Off seasons will not be traditional in any way, shape, or form. There will be no winter and spring conditioning as we know it. There will be no summer weight training programs as we know it. The scary part of that is that guys are going to, again, come into a season out of shape. They're going to go out there in that first game and they're all going to get hurt. And that is the last thing you want. The single biggest point of emphasis in all of this for all of these athletic departments is and should be the welfare of their student athletes. And sending guys out there on September 1st to play a college football game without a true offseason, without a true training camp, whatever it might be, would be the definition probably of irresponsibility, and you would be putting them at risk. So what happens? We don't really know what happens. I know that there is some suggestion, and all of this suggestion is made in the context of no one knowing what the hell is going on here. But there's been some suggestion out there from other coaches and other conferences about maybe there being a shortened season, maybe the non-conference portion of the season has to be forsaken in all of this somehow, in which case somebody's going to have to pay to get out of those contracts. Most likely, obviously, any number of hypotheticals come out of this in these unprecedented, a word that is getting beaten to death in all platforms right now is unprecedented. Obviously, it's perfectly appropriate, but it is being drained of all its meaning because it's getting used so much because it's so true and it's so inextricably linked to everything we're doing here. How that exactly would work, how you would just cancel non-conference games, I have no idea. But that's probably a consideration for far down the line here. We'll kind of see where things go. Again, that asterisk on everything else is that no one knows when normalcy is going to resume. If that happens sooner rather than later, you know, if you get to the point where you can get to the summer and you can still have a couple months here, you can have maybe an extended training camp, perhaps things go off as planned. But I think the prudent thing to do here in every phase of this is to plan for the most extreme of scenarios, because this is so out of the ordinary what's going on right now. But we shall see what happens. The other part of this is obviously what does the spectator portion of college football look like after this? You know, again, nobody knows when normalcy resumes. Nobody knows what normal even is after all of this is over. But do you think we're in a place right now where 3 months from now, 80,000 people are going to be basically sitting in each other's laps in a college football stadium? That seems like a long, long way away. That seems more theoretical than real at this point. You just don't know. You just don't know if this is a situation where the consumption of the game is going to be traditional come next season. A lot depends on how the United States handles this, obviously. But if I were the powers that be in college football, I would be looking right now. The time is right now to be looking into every option to play a season, whether that's playing a season with no one in the stadium. That way you don't have a gap in your game's history. That way you at least salvage the TV money out of all of this. I think there will be I think as lame as it seems to be watching a game on TV with no crowd, I think the thirst for college football, the thirst for simple normalcy will be in a place where even a televised college football game with no fans in the stadium, I think would be consumed enthusiastically by the masses, because I think there's going to come a point in time here, if there hasn't already, where just the little things we used to take for granted are going to be so looked forward to that even kind of a scaled down, lamer version of the games we're all accustomed to watching is going to be a much welcome sight when that time comes. So if there's any way to play these games in front of no one, I think the plans have to be at least considered at this point in time. It's never too early to plan for the worst case scenario. And in this case, that worst case scenario may not be the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is no football, period. Obviously, what we're talking about here is frivolity. The college football season is not the most pressing concern facing our country right now, clearly, but I think obviously it is at the forefront of the minds of the people who obviously read our website and are enthusiastic about things. And I think sports in general can play a role in all of our collective healing. I think sports were pivotal in bringing this to the forefront of the national consciousness, telling everyone, hey, this is serious. This is a big deal. I think the NBA suspending its season was the seminal moment, basically one of the seminal moments, at least, of catching the public's attention about just how big of a deal this was. And I think the return of sports in some fashion might be one of the seminal moments in terms of our recovery from all of this, whenever that time comes. So college football would be the first on the docket, basically. Obviously, the Major League Baseball season is currently on hiatus for the time being. Obviously, we don't know what will happen with the NBA in terms of resuming its season. We don't know what will happen with the NFL season, but obviously from a college perspective, September 1st isn't really all that far away, and we will see what college football looks like at that time, if there even is college football. There is a lot of stuff to consider here. There is a lot of unknown, but obviously the best case scenario is college football as we know it will resume, and if it doesn't, college football of some kind will just have to suffice, whether that's a shortened season, whether that's a full season played in front of no fans, whether that's a shortened season played in front of no fans, whatever that may look like. The time is right now for the powers that be to be talking to people, to be considering all options in terms of what to do here if the college football season in any way is compromised. In the meantime, coaches will keep recruiting. Coaches will keep preparing the best they can, having no idea what's going to happen. Players are going to have to get creative in terms of preparing themselves for that season. Hopefully, a lot of them have enough outlets for training, whatever, to where they can at least keep themselves in shape. Again, what we're talking about here is frivolity relative to the severity of this issue facing not only the country, but the world. We will see what happens kind of from here on out. So that's kind of where things stand in my eyes in terms of whether there's going to be college football in the fall. No one knows. I know we will all keep our fingers crossed, not only for college football, but for this horrible time in our country and world to pass as quickly and as painlessly as possible relative to what's already, the damage already incurred. So that's what I got. This has been our fourth goldenblack.com daily quarantine simulcast. This will be available obviously on video as you're watching it right now, but also on our podcast platform, on our website at goldenblack.com. We will have a lot of stuff on our site this week too, by the way, so you might want to continue checking goldenblack.com all through the week for a bunch of recruiting stuff, a bunch more on athletic department dealings, a bunch of content in general. So please stay tuned to goldenblack.com best you can. Thank you for watching, everyone. We appreciate it. This has been your goldenblack.com daily quarantine simulcast, and it's been brought to you once again by our sponsors, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Fouts Purdue Bookstores, the Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Want to remind you once again, the Sixth Street Dive Restaurant in Lafayette remains open for carryout orders, as do our friends of the business, longtime friends of the business, Arnie's and Bruno's, for carryout as well. Pivotal importance for us, I think, to support our local businesses, to support our small businesses in this very difficult time. So please, if you're looking for food, if you're just out looking for food, if you don't have dinner plans, you're hungry, please keep Sixth Street Dive, Arnie's, and Bruno's in mind if you're local. So thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow about something.